Whether running the football or running a company, Dr. Joe Prophet has met challenges and found success. The first African-American to play football for then Northeast Louisiana State College, Prophet went on to the NFL. His career was cut short by a devastating knee injury. Afterward, he drew on his education and entrepreneurial drive to eventually become founder of a technology company. He'll be speaking tomorrow night at ULM. He joins me by phone. Dr. Prophet, thank you for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.
Most are familiar with your story picking up in your career at Northeast, but I want to step back to your childhood. What is your best recollection about those formative years and growing up in Northeast Louisiana?
My best recollection of growing up in Louisiana actually started over in Lake Providence, where I was born. But my father worked his way out of sharecropping, moved to Monroe in the 50s, and we were living on the south side of Monroe, Louisiana. The best thing we could probably do is to get out and get a job, and the jobs in those days was either in the cotton field or corn field. And I started in the cotton field, and we would go back to Lake Providence to work, and that's where I learned my work ethic. Didn't make any money, but I was able to get something that money couldn't buy, and that was develop a basic work ethic about the importance of actually having a job. My book, Talk About the Fields of Success, is the title of Raised Expectations. And in that first field was the cotton field, and then, of course, went to the football field, started in Richwood High School, where I was blessed enough to be on a winning team that won three straight state championships, and in 4 years we didn't lose a football game.
Did friends you grew up with attend college with you, and share on the different atmosphere, if there was one, between the classroom and being on the football field?
Well, actually, yes. My senior year, when I graduated, 11 of the starters went to college, all of which went to traditional black colleges except myself. And I try to set the stage for the time. In 1967, there wasn't any African-American blacks playing college football in the South. Then Northeast State University, at that time Northeast State College, gave me an opportunity to go to school right at the ending of segregation. So there wasn't any ball players that looked like me that played, but I had a great opportunity, and Northeast gave me that chance. Classroom was a little bit different. I had some challenges in class. Went to Northeast as a walk-on, and Coach White then, Dixie White, told me that I did not have a scholarship. So I was a walk-on. I don't know whether the fans know that, but I didn't have a scholarship. And with the grace of God and just tenacity that I picked up at Richwood, having that attitude, that winning attitude, allowed me to compete on the field.
Your NFL career there, starting off with the Atlanta Falcons, a serious injury affected that pro career, but you embraced other interests and pursued other fields, namely the technology field. How difficult was it for you to move past the game and work towards those other opportunities?
Well, you know, it was not difficult in the sense of insurmountable challenges. All my life I had worked. I got acquainted with the owner of the team, Rankin Smith, who also owned the Life of Georgia insurance company. Between rehabilitation and working at his insurance company in public relations, I was able to gain a lot of yardage and goodwill on the business side. That allowed me to come back after my second year to start my own business, because I knew then how a volatile professional football career could be. It could last 20 years or it could last 20 minutes. I was very blessed and fortunate to have had a good education at Northeast, then the ULM, and took advantage of it.
Dr. Joe Prophet, he'll be speaking tomorrow evening at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and looking forward to seeing you back home.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you for having me.